from bankruptcy now to startup. The economy's slow pace of job creation has revived interest in getting new technologies out of university labs and into the marketplace. Stanford University is taking the lead. A group of academic researchers from all over the country has gathered there. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, they're getting a crash course in how to turn their projects into startup companies.
Steve Mike is passionate about the entrepreneurship course he teaches at Stanford. And to instill enthusiasm for the startup and offer a taste of the potential financial rewards, he's invited the academics about to take his class to a spectacular ranch on the California coast. Standing on the second floor landing above the crowd, he tells the researchers, "You're in entrepreneurial boot camp. You need to be smart, focused, and eager." He bounds down the stairs, urging them to be first to show off their stuff. Each of the 21 teams has its own project. Things like terahertz electronics, new technology for detecting explosives, a smarter device for delivering pain medication. The National Science Foundation, which screened the applicants and awarded each team $50,000, has a history of funding basic research. But its efforts to get cutting-edge technology out of the lab and into the market have been relatively modest.
What do you do if you want to get more startups, more technology transferred out of the university? You need to sort of bootstrap. You need to start that culture up from scratch.
That's Jacob Schmidt. He's a researcher at UCLA, and he's taking the class.
Part of this program, hopefully, can train a bunch of scientists and engineers to think like entrepreneurs, to go back and then sort of spread the word.
So what are they learning? Bullet point number one.
Startups are not smaller versions of large companies.
Steve Blank adds the emphasis on management and execution. Things taught in traditional MBA programs can come later. Another point, it's okay to take risks and fail, as long as you learn from your mistakes.
You know what we call a failed entrepreneur in Silicon Valley? Experienced. It's a huge idea.
Blank, a very successful serial entrepreneur, then poses two questions for the students to answer. What is their business model, and how will they test it?
The most efficient way to teach this is to treat everything you think you know about building a business as nothing more than a hypothesis. Hypothesis.
So he sends the academic teams out of the building and often out of their comfort zones to contact potential customers face-to-face. And what many quickly discover is they may have to rethink parts of their strategy.
Our initial view of who we thought the customers were was a bit flawed.
Ellis Ming's team from the University of Southern California is working on a new implantable device for drug delivery. Her team's happy to be part of this program.
I think the value to us is the focus and then finding the new information. I think we were actually pretty far along when we came in, but we're now even further and better for that.
I think we can be a $1 billion company in maybe 10 years.
Jorge Herod, an engineer who took Blank's class at Stanford earlier this year, is a big believer in the instructor's approach. He originally thought of building a grass-clipping robot, but discovered a large untapped market for a weed cutter for organic farms. Blue River Technology was launched and has already received outside funding, hired an employee, and plans to hire several more.
I feel I'm prepared, I'm having successes. It's feeling really, really right.
But whether large numbers of researchers who've spent most of their professional lives in academic labs will be able to start companies is far from certain. Still, venture capitalist John Fiber, who's been part of the teaching team, thinks the government's investment will pay off.
If we look at the core strength of the United States over a long period of time, it's great universities, it's funded research, and it's what comes out of that commercially that employs people and creates great businesses. So that's the long-term strategic opportunity for us as a country.
The number of startups likely to emerge from this group of students is small, but Stanford's Steve Blank predicts the course will change how the researchers think. I sit in the back of the room, he says, and smile because we planted something that will never disappear. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.